This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The president will be in Atlanta today, a city that was one of the centers of the housing boom and has suffered plenty from the crash. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports on how Atlanta is faring now.
At a coffee shop about a mile from where the president will visit, Rich Sullivan drinks tea with a friend. I ask if he considers himself middle class.
Absolutely. Middle class is my people, you know.
And he wants to stay there. Sullivan worked as a radio DJ, but in November, his station changed formats. He was out.
Coming up on 3 months, the longest I've been out of work in my life.
2 years ago, Atlanta's unemployment rate flirted with 11%. It's down to 8.4%, still higher than the national average. Georgia State University economist Rajiv Dhawan says Atlanta's crash was deep because the area grew too fast during the boom.
We were adding 80,000 housing units. It should have been only 20,000 housing units.
The bubble burst, leading to massive foreclosures and depressed values. That picture's starting to brighten, says Atlanta Board of Realtors President Nancy C.
We have seen prices coming back and sales increasing.
Foreclosures are at a six-year low, companies are expanding, and Atlantans hope the worst is finally behind them. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.